show up with someone else, or is it more like getting stuck on a whale watching boat with a bunch of people who are seasick? However you see it, regret is not the best feeling to have after taking a leap of faith. This kind of feeling can prevent us from taking risks in the future to protect ourselves, but to live a risk-free life with no regrets can be just as harmful. Dr. Brown writes in her book, Atlas of the Heart, the idea of no regrets doesn't mean living with courage, it means living without reflection. To live without regret is to believe we have nothing to learn, no amends to make, and no opportunity to be braver with our lives. Regret is a powerful teacher, putting us in uncomfortable positions to encourage learning. So maybe don't get that no regrets tattoo across your chest, and allow yourself to feel uncomfortable and learn from the situation that is making you feel that sense of regret. This message is brought to you by your fearless DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta live with regrets.
Regrets can be healthy. Still get no regrets, though. Sometimes I'm like, I have no regrets. I didn't go cliff diving, cliff jumping in freshman year. No regrets there.
No regrets there.
Oh my gosh, the bruises from the 50-foot one were rough.
Yeah, I was going to do that, but without my glasses on, I'm pretty blind. So
I think you were about to jump with your glasses on.
No regrets there.
No regrets.
No regrets there.
It is now 8:22 according to our clock, or 8:21 according to Apple.
Our clock is correct for the first time in a while, or at least I think it is.
Oh, Apple says 8:21.
It's not correct.
It is correct. Apple's correct.
Apple's correct, but our clock.
Our clock is about to say 8:23.
Yeah. So we're ahead over here in the booth.
We are.
Much more ahead than you ahead. Are.
Much more ahead.
Sorry, beloved viewer.
Oh my gosh.
we're experiencing burnout in the booth right now.
Yeah, we are.
It was a long day.
It was a fun day, though.
It started off with we started off with the great little starter at Speeder and Earl's, where you got nice coffee. I got a vanilla latte hot.
It's a great coffee place.
What was in the biscuit that you got this morning?
Oh, they have a biscuit that's cheese, ham, and maybe chive. It's just really good. I think they put in a lot of butter in it, so it keeps it like really yummy and good.
But yeah, it was very good.
Yeah.
But over the weekend, yesterday, you went to a pretty important event for the station.
So yesterday, I had the pleasure and opportunity of getting to meet a bunch of RUV alums from classes... from around DJ times of classes 76 through, they were on the air from around 1976 to like 84-ish, give or take a couple years, depending on who I was talking to. And it was like super cool and awesome. I got to hear about all this like really amazing RUV history that I didn't really know before, because it's somewhere in the station and we have some lovely binders full of memorabilia right next to us in the booth. But
very cool.
It was super cool. So then me and the program director got to meet all these like incredible people, and they passed down some records to us, and we're going to play, I think, all four of them today on the show.
Yes.
The first one we're going to play is off of a promotional record, If the Shoe Fits, from Warner Brothers. And we are playing Echo and the Bunnymen, Never Stop. This record, one of my favorite things on it, and I just think that this speaks to music in general now. Very different time, but also still really, I just love it. This is on the back. This is a free record. Don't tape it, and don't let your friends tape it. Play it for other people and urge them to buy some albums. Buy some albums yourself. Preferably buy one or two or three or even four of these artists. Otherwise, there won't be any more free records. And that's on the back. And the art is sick. So you get to hear one of these. And you'll get to hear four more. Not off of this promotional record, but off of other things to come.
The other goodies you received.
Yeah.
I know. This is Echo and the Bunnymen from Never Stop, exclusive from the WRUV alums.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Dead. We'll be right back. Oh, it's 8:35, and that was Romeo Void, Deborah Ayal singing, Benjamin Bossi on saxophone. Wonderful band. If that was the song that got Romeo Void their initial West Coast buzz, then this is definitely the one that got them really well known in the United States and even introduced them a little bit in Europe and Japan. Never Say Never by Romeo Void on KUSF.
All right, that's enough.
That's plenty of that. That was wonderful.
We're being told to switch it up.
I mean, it's 9 o'clock. It's time. It's on the hour.
That's genuinely fair.
Yeah.
It's a little too much.
That's a little much for me.
You just heard.
Wait.
What?
You just heard Versilitude from Linen. Before that was Pear Shape from Tim Reaper, new music for you. Citrus from Advantage Lucy. Never Say Never from Romeo Void. Galaxy, live in Tokyo, Japan, from Elephant Jim. Ladybird from Chet Baker. And Never Stop from Echo and the Bunnymen.
A stacked set. Started off one way, ended in a completely different other one.
So true.
Never Say Never.
Never Say Never was the one where it sounded like someone else was on the air for a minute.
Right.
And that was from another promotional copy. That was a gift. A passing down from generation to generation of a radio show. And it's a really cool promotional copy. It's like a radio show. It's a full radio show on vinyl. And it's super cool. So you heard Never Say Never from Romeo Void, the EP, Never Say Never. And also, Elephant Gym is one of my all-time favorites. They are a math rock band. A math rock band based in Japan, obviously, which I just said twice. Advantage Lucy, also Japanese. More math rock for you, because that's all I think about all day, every day. And also things to think about. What's up with the news, CJ Ditch?
Oh my god, the news is stacked this week.
Yeah, it is.
We're going to talk about some seniors who like to stay local to embrace the Burlington summer up here at UVM. So every summer, while most of their classmates go back home, some rising UVM seniors choose to stay local in Burlington. With leases already in place and only 1 year left before graduation, many view this as an opportunity to experience the city outside of the busy school year. Spending the summer in Burlington has become so popular amongst UVM students that it's commonly referred to as a Burlington summer. The warm weather in Burlington is a huge attraction, as it gives students the chance to enjoy the city's outdoor activities to the fullest. Burlington summer has frequently been able to provide UVM students with the opportunities that they would not find anywhere else. Lake Champlain played an important role in Burlington summer for Adams, one student, as she was able to take a scuba diving course through the Waterfront Diving Center.
Oh, that's cool.
The center, yeah, very cool, which is located on Battery Street, offers several different types of lessons over the warmer months. Senior Kate Newson also enjoyed the lake over the summer at North Beach, she said. My favorite thing to do is bring my floaties and kind of explore all the little caves and rocks to jump off of. During the school year, the lake is mostly too cold to swim in, so summer is a great way to experience all the beach has to offer. When they're not enjoying Vermont's nature, many students are able to find internships and jobs that they would not be able to experience at home when staying in Burlington for the summer. Beyond the time spent at one student's job, the student also appreciated the chance to spend more quality time with friends who were also staying in the area. Burlington's proximity to surrounding towns allowed UVM students to explore the state. The restaurant and inn in Bristol, Vermont has an outdoor setup for music and vendors, which invites the community to spend time with each other. Since the summer months in Burlington are less populated, it causes businesses in the local area and on Church Street to struggle. One student worked at Rico's, a pizza place formerly located on Church Street, that had to close this past summer. The business they got was very inconsistent, as certain weekends brought visitors, but the restaurant struggled when out-of-towners were not around. Since many students leave Burlington after they graduate, this community continues to stay small, but it is memorable, for those who have been able to be a part of it specifically. One student said, "This is probably going to be my last Burlington summer for a while, so I wanted to stay around a little bit before my senior year and just make the most of the time that I have here, as should you. Live up your Burlington summer. Even though it is passing, you should live it up when it's here. You should live up the Burlington fall, the Burlington winter, the Burlington spring, the Burlington summer. Live up Burlington.
Live up Burlington.
Living up Burlington.
This week, we are looking at highs of 78 on Thursday, but we're looking in the low to mid 70s for the entire week, but sunny. So you're going to feel, it's going to feel like it's 80 degrees. In the morning, you'll probably feel like it's 60 degrees and you're going to be freezing and you're going to leave your apartment or your dorm or your house or wherever you hail from. And it's going to be very cold in the morning, but then it will be hot, especially if you're walking up that hill at 1 p.m. Don't wear a sweatshirt. Today, we had highs of 74 with a low of 56. Tomorrow, we're looking at 73 as a high and 55 as a low, sunny. Tuesday, it's about the same. It's going to be a little bit hotter. Wednesday, we're looking at a high of 77 with a low of 57. So a good 20 degree difference there, very even. Thursday, it'll be a high of 78 with a low of 62. And thankfully, back on Friday, we're going back to cold weather with a high of 66 and a low of 50-something, which I could tell you, but DJ Ditch and I are ASMRing the mics, which is what that is in the background.
DJ Goose was blowing air in my face when I was trying to read you that story on the news. So excuse me if I was chuckling a little bit in the background.
Ha ha ha.
Yes, just like that. All right, we got more music for you.
We do?
Yeah, we do. We do. We totally do.
What music are we playing?
Oh, well, definitely not the stuff that we were just playing.
I liked it.
Oh, well, we have some haters in the chat.
Anyway,
What?
It is 9:07. You're tuned in. If we haven't said it yet, you're tuned in to WRUV 90.1 Burlington or wherever on your radio dial or wherever you get your streaming service. I'm DJ Goose in the booth here with DJ Dij. As always, 8 to 10 p.m. Sundays, Digging the Ice, second year of the show. It'll be really fun. We just don't quite know what's coming up.
Well Done by Earl Sweatshirt.
Bells rung, send a mail up out of the sky, home that I fell from. Bail us out the barn, mask over my eyes just like a welder. Tail spun out of binds, baptized in the fires of flawed failures. I tried to tell you, you never gonna get a rise out of a real one. Tough like Riot Spell, Orion size heavyweight titles on a belt, sir. Flying and on a wide eye at a maelstrom, wild side that I hail from. I see you ain't moved in a while, ain't gonna lie, you probably should get your sails up. Time will tell who the hell won, promise I don't know who assailed you. Bear cubs, head up, while I, they probably do it for breadcrumbs. Providing shelter, dug well enough to find us some kind of wealth. Mining through my self gum boost, the bottom started to melt some. I felt stuck, steel cut knife showing the shield love. Spill blood.
From this action, we see the priest's responsibility towards the congregation, plus towards the gods.
dos gardenias para ti. Con ella quiero decir, te quiero, te adoro, mi vida. Ponle todas tu atención, que serán tu corazón y el mío. Dos gardenias para ti, que tendrán todo el calor de un beso, de esos besos que te di y que jamás te encontrarán en el calor de otro querer. A tu lado vivirán y se hablarán como cuando estás conmigo, y hasta creerán que se dirá te quiero. Pero si un atardecer las gardenias de mi amor se mueren, es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer. A tu lado vivirán y se hablarán solo cuando estás conmigo, y hasta creerán que se dirán te quiero. Pero si un atardecer las gardenias de mi amor se es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer. Es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer.
Hear that sound now. here they come now. Think of others, be their cover. I am what they're not. Pray for Paris, they cannot scare us or stop the music. No, you've got a sweet voice, child. If I die too young, if the gunmen come, I'm full of love. So release me, every piece of me, up above, up above. Love my mama and my papa. Love my sister, can't stand the coppers up in their choppers. Oh, flying over here, 49 dead, singing, oh my Lord, carry me home. Oh my Lord, carry me. Too young for something I ain't done. Carry my name every day. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, Freddie Gray. Oh, sleep easy like baby Jesus in a manger. Oh, sleep easy like baby Jesus, beautiful stranger. If I die too young, let all I've done be remembered. I'll sleep easy like baby Jesus in his manger. I'll sleep easy like baby Jesus, safe from danger. Carry on word like some songbird, beautiful stranger. Carry on word like some songbird, beautiful stranger. Oh, my Lord.
That was Cast Your Fate to the Wind from Alan Toussaint. Previously to that was the newest single from Mavis Staples. That was Beautiful Strangers from her upcoming album, which doesn't have a title, but, or at least that's what Apple Music is telling me. No title yet, but there is a single. We also heard Dos Gardenias from Buena Vista Social Club. Previously to that was I Don't Know from Teenage Fan Club. We also had Tianate from New Guinea. We also had Remind Me from Patrice Russian, which is an early 80s single on the Strut Records label. And we kick things off with a cut from the new Earl Sweatshirt album, Live, Laugh, Love.
Wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff. It's currently
9:34. It's currently 9:36 according to one clock. While Apple finally caught up.
Now it's 9:35.
Now it's 9:35.
I gotcha.
Do we have a question, DJ Didge, for our audience? I don't even know. Summer or fall? Now that fall is really kicking it into high gear.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm I don't even know.
I love fall summer any day.
Any day?
Any day. Fall over summer.
I'm split. Because there's really good parts to both.
Fall. The weather's better. My outfits are better.
Low-key, I'm going to say summer. Just to mix it up a little bit.
I know. You like summer more.
I love summer. Yeah. But I love fall.
I love fall. I'm so excited for fall to really kick it into really start.
Honestly, my least favorite season is probably spring.
Spring is just like, it just never really feels like a season anymore, you know, because it's like, we have fake spring so often in like February.
Yeah.
And then it's like cold again. And then when you're here, like spring doesn't start until May.
I know. And plus it's like,
and then it's summer.
Yeah. It focuses so much on change that it's like, you're kind of like not even in a season. It's like you're in between seasons.
Yeah. Which is, I guess, really what fall and spring are. But fall feels like its own designated season, while spring really doesn't.
That's so fair. But there's something to fall.
Yeah, I love fall.
Fall's got, like, something in the air.
Yeah. The leaves.
The leaves. The pumpkin. All pumpkins. The pumpkin. I love pumpkins.
We will have fun Halloween activities for you on our next show. How things you can do if you would like to partake in fun stay-at-home fall crafts.
Yeah, October is, like, right around the corner.
I'm so excited. I love October.
I know.
Spooky season.
It's your birthday month.
It is.
I know. DJ Goose is flying away.
No.
Never to come back.
Anyway. you've been tuned in to Digging the Ice on 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. We still have around 20 minutes left in our show.
Sorry.
Never sorry. We would do 4 hours if we could.
Low key.
High key. We might one day.
One day we would.
One day we will.
If we get Monday off.
If we do get Monday off.
That'd be so clutch.
That would be great.
We've got the newest from Kendra Morris over here. This is Something in Common. Digging the Ice.
I'm always thinking why, when we die, we're just gone.
Thank you.
Can we what? You just heard Dallow Down from Eddie Palmieri, Backstabs from Trinada, New Music from K Trinada, Relax from Juicy J, Something in Common from Kendra Morris, Cast Your Fate to the Wind from Alan Toussaint.
And then, yeah, that and was the set.
That was the set. It's 9:54.
Apple's telling us 53. The clock in here is telling us 54.
This duck is staring into my soul. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Oh, my gosh.
The duck is very, very passionate.
It's very passionate. It's a very passionate duck.
We only have one more song for you guys before we completely pass out in the booth. Because we're...
very tired.
Clearly very tired.
But you've been tuned in to Digging the Ice with DJ Goose and DJ Dij. Over the course of this past 2 hours, we have blown air at each other constantly while on the air. We have switched spots in the booth. I am now on the left side of the board.
Yeah, we're all over the place. We can't stick in one place.
I know, but we're having a great time.
Yes, we are having a fantastic time.
Yeah, and you've been tuned in to 90.1 FM Burlington on your radio dial or wherever you get your streaming service. And the next song and the last song we have for you tonight is...
Sometimes by Erykah Badu. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Have a good night.
desoladora de querer. ¿Cómo puede ser tu amor a medias, píldora y enfermedad también? ¿Cómo puede ser tan largo el duelo de lo que nunca pudimos ser? ¿Cuál era la idea de aventarte sin dejarte caer? ¿Qué manera tan desoladora? Solado.